we're going to get really from John exactly what happened yesterday and what to expect today, and then what to expect in the Senate races, where you've got Linda Kenyon. She is our congressional correspondent. She will be bringing us up to date on what will happen on Capitol Hill. She was there yesterday and is there again today. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson spoke with Lindsey Graham. It's all on the way in the 7 o'clock hour.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The Senate votes today on whether to send Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Republicans appear to have the votes they need to confirm Judge Kavanaugh, but only by a hair. The final confirmation vote comes after two key senators announced they will vote yes, Susan Collins of Maine and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Collins, a Republican, made a detailed speech on the Senate floor explaining why she will support the nominee, while Manchin, a red state Democrat running for re-election, released a statement almost immediately thereafter saying he will do the same. The Collins and Manchin votes are critical for Republicans, who can lose only one vote and still confirm Kavanaugh, and that one vote is likely to come from Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Murkowski says she opposes Kavanaugh, but will ask to be recorded as present during today's confirmation vote to accommodate another GOP senator who will be attending his daughter's wedding in Montana. A well-known Northern Virginia businessman is charged with a $16 million fraud scheme. Federal prosecutors in Alexandria say 53-year-old Todd Hitt of Fairfax falsely claimed to investors that he managed $1.4 billion in assets as part of his financial company, Kidar Capital. The charges allege Hitt persuaded investors to contribute more than $10 million to buy an office building in Herndon by falsely claiming he was investing $6 million of his own money. According to court documents, Hitt used some of the investors' money on personal expenses like vacations and sports tickets. Virginia's Republicans say there's little chance the General Assembly will be able to draw a new legislative map aimed at fixing an unconstitutional racial gerrymander ahead of a court-ordered deadline.
GOP House Speaker Kirk Cox canceling a planned floor session for later this month, saying it would be a waste of time after Democratic Governor Ralph Northam promised to veto a GOP-drawn map that had the backing of some Democrats. Republicans also filed notice with the court that they are unlikely to make an October 30th deadline. A federal court ruled over the summer that lawmakers illegally packed black voters into 11 districts and ordered lawmakers to draw a new map ahead of the deadline. But Northam says the court is best positioned to draw a new map. Maria Lee, find WMAL and WMAL.com.
Saturday hours for absentee voting start today in Fairfax County. Assistant Registrar Vicki Kinsman says more people are voting absentee this year.
If you compare it to 2014 or even 2017, the numbers have definitely gone up. The in-person here at the government center has become a destination last year, and we've definitely seen an increase.
She says the only Saturday location opening today is the government center. The last day to cast an in-person absentee ballot in Virginia is November 3rd. In sports, in the National League playoffs, the Brewers blanked the Rockies 4-0. The Dodgers beat the Braves 3-0. In the American League playoffs, the Red Sox topped the Yankees 5-4. The Astros beat the Indians 7-2. In NBA preseason basketball, the Wizards beat the Heat 121-114. The NHL Players Association filed an appeal on behalf of Tom Wilson after the Caps forward was suspended 20 games for an illegal check to the head. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Seen a squall line zip across the Washington-Baltimore area.
Clusters of showers and thunderstorms off to our west.
Flash flood watch is in effect through late tomorrow night.
Be weather aware with Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Some of these storms pack a punch with wind, hail, heavy rain.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stitcher.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At our house, nights are complicated. Either my wife is freezing or I'm roasting. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets, loved by three U.S. presidents. For a limited time, our unbelievably soft, warm, and breathable flannel bedding is back. They come in 14 stunning patterns and colors. You're sure to find something you love. Go to BollandBranch.com for $50 off plus free shipping with promo code RELIEF. BollandBranch.com. Promo code RELIEF.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply. So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AactionHomeServices.com.
AactionHomeServices.com.
Problem solved.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Got some good news on the northbound side of BW Parkway. Looks like the earlier construction zone near Powder Mill has cleared. You're dealing with some very light volume delays left over, but those should be gone very shortly. Inner loop of the Beltway, unfortunately, still closed just past Eisenhower Avenue. Accident investigation definitely still active. A detour is in place, so follow police direction. Northbound 395, unfortunately, that's still an active accident scene as well. As you approach Seminary Road, at least three left lanes remain blocked. Delays back towards Etzel Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a coastal flood advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. Patchy drizzle and fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Right now, 67 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend thermography applications, mammogram alternative, and beyond on Wednesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's hour two of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Senate confirmation vote for Judge Brett Kavanaugh taking place today. We are joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, when you think you've seen it all, you got something else comes down the pike.
Never seen it all, and I learned that this week in a very big way.
Quick recap of what happened in the Brett Kavanaugh nomination process Friday, where we stand this morning, and what's next today.
This was a cliffhanger, to say the least, and as someone who was out by the White House on Friday morning talking to tourists and just average people on what they thought, one could see that the country might be divided about the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh, but they were certainly watching it, and this was a big issue. What happened in the end was that the senators who were undecided slowly announced where they were coming down on and essentially made the vote an afterthought. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, thought to be leaning toward supporting Judge Kavanaugh, said in the end he was a good man, but he was not the best man for the job, and she would oppose his nomination. Then came the dramatic speech by Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Like her political heroine, Margaret Chase Smith, and her famous Declaration of Conscience, she had the eyes of all her colleagues and the nation riveted to her when she spoke. She cited the record of Judge Kavanaugh, how she had actually read his cases, talked about it with him, and talked about it with other people who knew him well, notably former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. And in the end, while she thought there was something to be looked at in the charge of sexually assaulting Dr. Christina Ford when they were in high school, Brett Kavanaugh's answers satisfied her, and she felt that those who promoted the case of Dr. Ford did not care about her, and in fact did not even respect her request for anonymity. That had an impact. In the end, Collins was an aye, and then, far less eloquently, Democrat Joe Manchin became the lone Democrat to say he would support the embattled nominee. And he did so as protesters tried to shout, shame on you, shame on you. In many ways, reality was imitating art. In his best-selling book, Come Nineveh, Come Tyre, the late Alan Drury wrote of both senators and Supreme Court justices surrounded by protesters shouting things, threatening death at one point, and while it didn't go that far, one saw some pretty hair-raising moments as senators tried to get to their offices when the announcements were all over.
I think the question on everybody's mind is, after the senators made their announcements on Friday, can anything change overnight? In other words, I understand they probably wouldn't be influenced by protesters at this point, but is there any last-minute lobbying by contributors, by other senators, by anybody significant in these senators' lives that might change any minds?
No, and I'm certain some will try, be they protesters in the street, people who try to keep senators awake when they know their home address, or people who send emails and try to communicate through a third person. But in the end, any senator who backs down after making the firm commitment that Democrats and Republicans did yesterday is going to appear weak and indecisive. Put another way, they will suffer more than they gain by changing their votes. One other thing on this. Senator Jeff Flake, Republican of Arizona, is a man of prayer and a very spiritual person. Even those who don't like him concede that. He has a very close friendship with Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, also a man of prayer, albeit of a different faith. The two are close. They talk together. And he did manage to convince Senator Flake to support sending the nomination from the Judiciary Committee to the Senate, but first to allow another FBI investigation. In other words, the delay was the result of two prayer partners. That said, Senator Flake, again, cannot afford, for lack of credibility, to make a reversal like this and another highly personal decision. So my guess is, barring anything unusual, Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed to the Supreme Court. I might add that is the closest vote on the Supreme Court nomination since March of 1930. That's right, 88 years ago, when President Hoover's nominee, Judge John Parker, was denied confirmation by a vote of 41-39. With 16 senators not voting.
Now that we've got this confirmation hearing behind us, there's going to be another confirmation hearing for Judge Kavanaugh's current seat?
Yes. And to use the concluding scene in a science fiction movie that I've long forgotten, the end, or is it the beginning? And that's exactly what one has to look for. The process of nominations of judges to the Supreme Court or any of the federal courts has been nothing short of radicalized. That means that nominations that one normally did not pay attention to and read about after the fact will probably be challenged, debated, held up, argued. An early sneak preview of this will be when Brett Kavanaugh resigns his seat on the D.C. Court of Appeals to join the highest court in the land. The D.C. Court of Appeals is often referred to as the second highest court. A lot of people who became Supreme Court justices were previously on the D.C. Court, including four of the nine Supreme Court justices, including Brett Kavanaugh. His replacement is someone, I'm told, who will be young, have the blessings of the Federalist Society, setting him in line for something higher. And at that point, I think we don't know who the nominee is, but in a few weeks we will, and his name just may become a household word.
John, the impact on the Senate races, we talked with a reporter at the Charleston Gazette in West Virginia about the Manchin-Morrissey race, but there are other races that are going to be impacted by these votes of some of these swing state senators. What do you see the impact?
Where do I start? Heidi Heitkamp, who was the penultimate holdout before the four senators announced that she would oppose the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh, she was already trailing her opponent, Republican Kevin Cramer, by as many as 10 points in polls. Her numbers will probably drop further. In effect, this has been martyrdom for her. She will get a lot of money from liberal groups, money that's probably being pulled from Senator Manchin, but in all likelihood, she won't survive. Voters in North Dakota, the Rough Rider state, like Brett Kavanaugh. In Indiana, there's motivation on both sides in a race that polls show a coin toss between Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly and Republican Steve Brohn. 58% of Democrats in the Hoosier state said that a vote on Judge Kavanaugh was something they were watching seriously to determine their vote. Republicans, in turn, said that they would motivate it to the tune of 53%. Put another way, a lot of people were watching the vote Friday. And in Missouri, the Show Me State, Republican challenger Josh Hawley, a state attorney general and someone who argued cases before the Supreme Court, dashed ahead of Democrat Claire McCaskill when she announced her opposition to Judge Kavanaugh. Once again, it's a case where an issue has electrified the respective bases in both parties, and so far, challengers to Republican senators are doing very, very well by saying, I like Brett.
I know you were looking for an answer from Sarah Sanders as to whether President Trump was working the phones. What did you hear from the press secretary, and what do you know of other people that were making calls to senators?
Sarah Sanders did not want to share what the president was doing, if anything, beyond the fact that his office was in touch with key Senate offices. This, by the way, came just 2 days after the president had, according to his opponents, insulted Dr. Ford in remarks he made in Mississippi. Sarah denied that that was an insult, and he was just showing contradictions in her testimony. Among those who did work the phones were former President George W. Bush, who contacted Senator Flake and, reportedly, Senator Collins of Maine. He knows Brett Kavanaugh well. They both went to Yale. Brett Kavanaugh and his wife both worked in the Bush White House. And, of course, it was President Bush who nominated him to the Court of Appeals. Dr. Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, who introduced Brett Kavanaugh to the Senate Judiciary Committee, was speaking at length with Senator Collins about his record on the court and where he stood. And Senator Collins acknowledged this. So the Bush League was still in action for one of their alumni, who, by all accounts, is going to make it to the Supreme Court. A final parting shot. When I interviewed President Bush 7 days before he left the White House, I asked him about his nominees to the Supreme Court, and he said, you know what I really would have wanted and what I really regret was that I didn't get a third appointee to the court after Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Sam Alito. That would have really changed things in the long run. Well, indirectly, and with the passage of a decade, George W. Bush did get his third appointee to the Supreme Court, his former aide, his proud appointee, and his friend, Brett Kavanaugh. I think he's very happy this morning.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and you can follow his coverage of the Kavanaugh confirmation at Newsmax.com. John, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Let's see what happens today.
Oh, we will. It's 7:20 now on the Saturday Morning Update. Coming up next, Cheryl Atkinson spoke with Lindsey Graham at week's end. We'll find out what he had to say. First off, traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the traffic center.
Northbound side of 395, still got an active accident scene as you approach Seminary Road. Unfortunately, three left lanes still blocked. Delays stretch as far back as Edsel Road. Inner loop of the Beltway, similar story. Still got all lanes shut down near Eisenhower Avenue. A detour is in place. Expect to see delays back towards the Wilson Bridge. Elsewhere on the northbound side of the BW Parkway, you are completely up to speed from the Beltway up towards Powder Mill. The earlier construction zone long gone. Northbound side of DC 295, reports of an accident scene near Pennsylvania Avenue, delays to the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, cloudy with a high of 77. Tomorrow, some morning clouds and then afternoon sunshine on Sunday. High could reach 86 for Monday. Partly cloudy, high 84. Partly cloudy on Tuesday, up to 81. And some showers on Wednesday with a high of 81. 65 now in D.C. We're going to 77. 7:21, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday Morning Update continues a week of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Looking at it from a number of different perspectives, we're joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure every Sunday morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you spoke with Senator Lindsey Graham late in the week, and it has been quite a week. And Lindsey Graham has been really the face of the Republican Party, and the speech that he made during the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting was a speech that was heard around the world. What did he tell you when you spoke with him?
You know me, I'm sort of always asking a lot of these big picture questions. And one of the things he'll talk with us about, one of the things he said was, when I asked, have we set a new precedent, which has been something I wondered, does anybody who comes up with an accusation at any point in any process against almost any official get a congressional hearing and, you know, stop the works, whether there's any corroboration or evidence or not? It seems to me, I'm not saying right or wrong, but we set a precedent. And I thought his answer was interesting because he said he may well be the next chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And he said, we're going to have some new rules. So in short, he's saying he would not have let or will not let this happen again the same way it came down at the 11th hour here.
So we'll see that conversation with Lindsey Graham tomorrow morning. Interesting story you have, and it's, I think, story we don't even think about, and that is e-waste. And for somebody not familiar with the term e-waste, what is it and why is it so important to us?
Well, I had never heard of it either, but it's electronic waste, like all, imagine, from all of our computers and cell phones and every electronic device, this stuff has been pouring into landfills, our water supplies. I guess it's responsible for a lot of the mercury that's toxic in our fish. We ship it overseas to China where, you know, little children are paid to go through to salvage little pieces of metal and it goes into their water. It's toxic and brain damaging. So it's a huge problem. And I found a guy we did a story with who's a major e-waste recycler. It's his mission in life to try to, you know, save the environment. But wait till you hear what happened to him after this mission of his trying to recycle, you know, all of these electronics.
Well, he ended up running into one of the tech giants, didn't he?
Well, he did, because it turns out, unbeknownst to him, Microsoft saw the work he was doing as taking away from sales of new computers from them. So he became a target. He actually had his home raided by armed federal agents, thought it was a mistake when it happened. But come to find out, according to the prosecutor, Microsoft wanted his head on a platter, and they planned to deliver it to them. They found him guilty of what I would kind of call a technicality, sort of a copyright issue. And he thought, hey, it's probably a fine or a slap on the wrist, never been handled anything like this criminally before. Well, guess what? He's in federal prison now, this recycler. after he was targeted for this work.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I interviewed him a couple of days before he had to report to federal prison and tell this incredible saga of a guy that I really think was kind of just trying to save the world and then, again, got in all this trouble by crossing paths with a powerful corporation.
Of course, we hear the term fake news a lot in the United States, but fake news is in other presidential races this weekend?
It is in Brazil, where we sent Scott Thuman. They say fake news is maybe one of the biggest problems of any country in the world, according to polls they've taken. And they have a presidential election this weekend, at least part one of it. And Scott's going to tell us about some of the fake news that circulated, especially on social media, and what they're trying to do, passing laws or ways to weed past that. Now, I want to caution that there's a whole lot of anti-fake news efforts around the world and media literacy laws being passed in this country and around the world. And some of those are actually being passed by, I think, propagandists and special interests who are trying to control the narrative, not really get rid of fake news, but kind of control the news we see. So there's reason to be suspect of some of these efforts. But in Brazil, they really do say there's a huge issue with this, and it's a really interesting problem in the ways they're trying to attack it.
That's Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, ABC 7, also on News Channel 8 during the day. And you can check out Cheryl's blog also, and you will see the story of Eric Lundgren there as well. Cheryl, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Will do. 7:26 Saturday morning update on WMAL. And if you are just joining us, of course, you may have heard last night that Brett Kavanaugh seems assured of surviving the Supreme Court nomination fight. And we'll have more on that coming up in the next half hour. We'll talk with Linda Kenyon. She was on Capitol Hill yesterday. She is there today. And we'll get the very latest on what's next in the saga.
Balancing the sale of your home with the purchase of a new home can be really stressful in a perfect situation. But imagine how Steve and Margaret felt when just a week before closing on their new home, the financing fell through for the buyer of their current home. This is Mary Walter, and Steve and Margaret felt like they needed a miracle. But what they needed was to call the Carrie Schull team because she had them covered. Carrie wrote them a check for $625,000 so that they can move forward with the purchase of their next home stress-free. If you're looking to sell your home and you're nervous about when or if it will close, you need to call my friend Carrie Schull. In fact, thousands of people in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have trusted Carrie Schull to sell their homes because they know she's going to get them more money and sell their homes faster than other local agents. If Carrie Schull can't sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, she'll buy it. Call the only agent I would call were I to sell a home. Call the Carrie Schull team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD or go online to carrieschull.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
You may have heard of ALS through the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, but did you know that within 2 to 5 years, ALS can rob a person of their ability to walk, to talk, to eat, and finally, to breathe? You can help put a stop to this devastating disease by participating in the 2018 DC Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, October 13th at the Washington Monument Grounds, starting at 9 a.m. To register, please visit walktodefeatals.org and walk for those who no longer can. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen proudly supports the Walk to Defeat ALS.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
You need to make your money last in retirement. Abe and Shelley of Abish Financial Services can tell you how to do that on The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
And visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
7:30 News is coming up next. Then we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is coming our way next. And then we'll head down to Capitol Hill with Linda Kenyon.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Republican Senator Susan Collins and Democrat Joe Manchin say they'll vote yes today to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. But these votes look like they'll be enough to confirm Kavanaugh, even though Senator Lisa Murkowski says she won't vote yes.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
Murkowski says she will ask to be recorded as present during today's confirmation vote. But Supreme Court Justices Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor are raising concerns about partisanship on the high court. Kagan says there had traditionally been a middle of the court, and it's not clear there will be going forward. Some news that will be a relief for Maryland voters. An elections official says a U.S. Department of Homeland Security investigation has found no evidence anyone tampered with the state's election system. Maryland officials asked the feds to look into it after learning in July that a company involved in the state's election infrastructure gave money to a company whose largest investor is a Russian oligarch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says today he'll coordinate closely with Japan during denuclearization talks with North Korea.
We'll have a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed, which will be what is needed if we're going to be successful in denuclearizing North Korea.
Pompeo's in Japan holding talks just before his fourth trip to North Korea. In sports, baseball playoff action, the Brewers blanked the Rockies 4-0. The Dodgers beat the Braves 3-0. The Red Sox topped the Yankees 5-4. The Astros beat the Indians 7-2. The NHL Players Association filed an appeal on behalf of Tom Wilson after the Caps forward was suspended for 20 games. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown.
The Skins travel to the Big Easy to face Drew Brees and the explosive Saints offense.
Adrian Peterson into the end zone.
Coverage begins Monday night at 7:15 on WMAL.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
It's 7:33, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Tony Rodriguez in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting reports of an accident seen on the southbound side of I-95 down near 123. Expect to see delays grow here. Nothing too terrible just yet, but at least one far right lane is blocked. Northbound side of 395, still got an active accident seen near Seminary Road, blocking at least two left lanes. Delays are as far back as Edsel Road. Unfortunately, the inner loop of the Beltway remains shut down near Eisenhower Avenue. Delays stretch as far back as the Wilson Bridge in the northbound side of DC 295. Got an accident seen near Pennsylvania Avenue, causing delays back towards the 11th Street Bridge. Now from thegaragedoorrepair.com, your WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 68. Right now, it is 68 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here from my friends at Renters Warehouse, and I'm here to talk about TNT. That's top-notch tenants. People who respect your property, pay the rent on time, and are good neighbors to those around them. Top-notch tenants are the key to making renting rock, and you find them by partnering with Renters Warehouse. Once your property is in rent-ready condition, Renters Warehouse taps hundreds of websites and vets thousands of potential renters to score you top-notch tenants in just a few weeks on average. They do the walkthroughs. They do thorough background and credit checks. They assist with lease documents, inspections, and rental licensing, everything that builds a solid foundation for a great relationship between you and your renters. Plus, for only $99 a month, Renters Warehouse manages your property 24/7 to keep you and your renters happy. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find top-notch tenants for your home by calling 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse. Great tenants live here.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave.
Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
By 2030, one in five U.S. residents will be retirement age. It's never too early to start thinking about where you will spend those golden years. Eric Stewart, host of Senior Solutions right here on WMAL, would like to personally invite you to a seminar on aging in place in Maryland and Virginia in October. This is a one-of-a-kind seminar that explains all of the housing options you have as you grow older. For more information, call 800-900-9104 or visit ericstewartgroup.com. Space is limited. Act now to reserve your seat.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Attention homeowners, do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068, 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning. And by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks, because a college education can work for your wallet, too. University of Maryland University College. State University. Global campus. Made for you. Start earning your degree from a state university made for working adults like you. At UMUC, you could qualify for a fall term scholarship worth up to $1,000. So get started today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Saturday morning update. It is 7:38. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it is great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on with you. Thank you.
Okay. So the FBI comes in, spends a week doing a supplemental inquiry, a supplemental background investigation of Brett Kavanaugh.
Right.
The Democrats are still not happy. So tell us a little bit about the FBI investigation process. What type of questions did they ask?
Well, they took on the basic interrogatories, Rick, of trying to establish if Brett Kavanaugh had made any false or misleading statements regarding any past testimony or written comments. That's it. It's a background investigation. It's not a criminal investigation. So they're not going to be going to try to establish details much beyond did he say X, did he say Y, is this verified by who we're talking to now? And that's one of the reasons it took the short time. If this was a full-blown, you know, we need to establish a timeline of events relating to a criminal incident, that's a lot different. That's completely different. But this was essentially just trying to revalidate one more time his ability to serve in a position of trust and responsibility based on checking to see what he said versus what others have said about him and trying to figure out if there's any daylight. And I'd like to believe, based on what I've been told, they were very thorough with the time, within the time frame they had, and you know, it came up. There was no discrepancies.
So the Cats' legal team had a list of over 20 witnesses that they wanted the FBI to talk to. The FBI did talk to the witnesses that Dr. Ford mentioned in her hearing testimony on Capitol Hill. Why do they not go deeper?
The Cats legal team and these 20 so-called witnesses weren't witnesses. I mean, this is the peculiar thing. Simply having someone who says, yes, Dr. Ford said this to me, is not a witness to the events of the early 1980s. And that's what the FBI needed to see. They needed to talk to someone who was potentially a witness to an event which would contradict Brett Kavanaugh's comments. Those 20 witnesses had nothing of that sort of information. So, again, Rick, as we, you know, talked about just a few seconds ago, this is about trying to find if there's daylight between what Brett Kavanaugh said in the past versus what's being said about him now. And those 20 witnesses simply would have restated that Dr. Blasey Ford said something to him. That's not an actually valid discriminator, determinator of someone's veracity. So, you know, they rightly blew past them.
And one last question on that.
Yeah.
Four witnesses were mentioned as being at the party that they could talk to. They did talk to those. I believe they spent some 3 hours with Mark Judge. Had any of those four said anything that would have led the FBI to any sense of, gee, maybe there's something here, they wouldn't sweep that under the rug now, would they?
Oh, absolutely not. And look, this is something that's very serious. The FBI did look at this from the perspective of, you know, anytime you do an investigation like this, if there are other leads which come up, which need to be looked at, they can turn that information over for a criminal referral. So it's not like they didn't look and try to find. It's just they looked and they didn't see anything. So this is where, you know, I think we need to be very clear on this. It was very important for them to be thorough, to take those leads and ask the questions. And the other thing, Ms. Kyer, one of the witnesses against him, you know, Howard Walsh, one of the local attorneys, represented her. You know, they've been very clear in their communications on this. This is supposedly be Dr. Ford's best friend, who backed up not one single thing of Ms. Ford's allegations, to include, most importantly, the fact that she didn't even know Brett Kavanaugh. So let me tell you, you know, if I'm an investigator looking at this, I draw, you know, a very clear distinction between what is fact and people know versus what is opinion and people want to be projected onto Brett Kavanaugh. And I think that's, again, what happened here. They were very clear.
And there was a report in the Wall Street Journal that was, I would say, somewhat troubling. Mm-hmm. A friend of Christine Blasey Ford told FBI investigators that she felt pressured to clarify her original statement regarding the alleged sexual assault. And that is in the Wall Street Journal, and that relates to Leland Kaiser.
Right. Well, the Kaiser thing, as I mentioned, is the problematic thing. As I mentioned, if you are doing one of these background checks and you find that there's criminal issues, these investigators may well issue criminal referrals. So in this case, Rick, frankly, it may go back the other way, where the primary witnesses, which were supposed to have some information of adverse nature on Kavanaugh, may have found adverse information on Ms. Ford and her legal team. Let me tell you, that's no small issue, and a lot of folks are calling for those who make false statements, false official statements, to be prosecuted, especially in this very tense environment.
All right. I want to turn to another story that was breaking yesterday and a little bit overshadowed, of course, by the Kavanaugh nomination process. Headline, FoxNews.com, lawyer for Clinton campaign and DNC gave FBI documents for Russia probe. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, look, this is, I think, amazing reporting by Catherine Herridge over at Fox. She's been very consistent on this. And this basically links, provides the final link, which I think a lot of us kind of suspected, between how the Steele dossier and all the issues within that first came to light to official channels to include DOJ and the FBI. This is it. This links Perkins Coie, the so-called go-between between the Democrat National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign, and official DOJ. And one of the former attorneys, a guy named Baker, was, I guess, the source of a lot of this behind closed doors on Capitol Hill. What this means, Rick, is that after this contact, the DOJ and FBI, took this information, turned it into what I would term official, real intelligence. They pretended this came from a government, unbiased source, and Katie barred the door, they were off. This, along with some things John Brennan did to kind of prime the pump to focus on Russia, became the foundation for the entire investigation against Carter Page and the others. So this is kind of the, I guess, a form of Rosetta Stone. This kind of gives you an understanding of where the pieces all kind of came together. It's a very damning report, if it turns out to be completely true, which I tend to believe it will. And frankly, there's used to be some examination of how this could happen, how information funded by an opposition candidate could become used against another candidate for purposes of political ruin. It's a very serious issue.
And Tony, finally, Navy veteran in Utah charged with threatening to use a biological toxin as a weapon in sending the letters to President Trump and other leaders earlier in the week containing ground castor beans, the substance from which ricin is derived. Now, those letters arrived first of the week, and this guy is charged on Friday. How did they find him so fast?
I think they really made some improvements, Rick, in tracking and being able to do examination of sourcing of mail since the attempted attacks back in the early 2000s, right after 9/11, using anthrax. So I think the Postal Service is they have their faults, but I think this is one of the areas where they've actually made some valid improvements.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart. As always, very much appreciate your perspectives, Tony.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Always good to be on.
My pleasure. 7:47, Saturday morning update on WMAL. And coming up next, we are going to head down to Capitol Hill and get the very latest on what to expect today and if there were any overnight changes in the Supreme Court nomination and confirmation process for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. That's coming up next. First, we'll check the traffic and weather. Tony Rodriguez is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
I-95 southbound got reports of an accident scene currently blocking at least one far right lane. Delays starting to build but aren't too heavy. As of now, you should be able to get past that fairly quickly. Northbound side of 395 still got that accident scene near Seminary Road. Delays back towards Edsel Road. 66 is up to speed from Manassas to the Beltway and headed through Falls Church and Arlington. Inner loop of the Beltway, unfortunately, all lanes still shut down near Eisenhower Avenue. Delays back towards the Wilson Bridge. There is a detour in place, so follow any police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, cloudy with a high of 77. Tomorrow, morning clouds, then afternoon sunshine with a high of 86 on Sunday. Clouds Monday, high 84. Partly cloudy on Tuesday with a high of 81. Some showers in the picture for Wednesday, high of 81. In Washington, 65. We're heading to 77, and it's 7:48 on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams will guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they will pay you the difference. While many real estate agents will promise to sell your home for the money that you want, the fact is that the majority of homes sell for a price that falls well short of what sellers may have been led to believe. Debbie and Sarah's 100% of asking price guarantee solves this dilemma. When you call Debbie and Sarah, they'll prepare a total market analysis of your home and you'll receive your guaranteed price up front and in writing. If they don't get you that price, they'll pay you the difference. Their massive buyer acquisition system has over 7,000 quality buyers and creates the most demand for your home. That means more money in your pocket. Call the Reynolds team today to get your guaranteed price at 844-344-SOLD. 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 Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Retirement questions? You can bet Kelly Campbell probably has the answer. Join him every Sunday afternoon at 1 for Right on Retirement. With more than 25 years of experience, Kelly can help take the guesswork out of your retirement planning. Right on Retirement is your source for all things retirement, from how current events could affect your savings to strategies to maximize retirement income and everything in between. Join us, Right on Retirement, with the president of Campbell Wealth Management, Kelly Campbell, Sunday afternoons at 1.
Megawatt, how do I lower my Novec electric bill?
According to the savings tips on Novec.com, you could save up to $300 per year by using a smart thermostat. Keep it set at 68 degrees for heating when you are home, and lower it several degrees when you are away.
Gotta shave that bill.
Dave, you know I depend on electricity.
I do too, Megawatt. I do too.
For ways to shave your electric bill, go to Novec.com.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
At our house, nights are complicated. Either my wife is freezing or I'm roasting. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets, loved by 3 U.S. presidents. For a limited time, our unbelievably soft, warm, and breathable flannel bedding is back. They come in 14 stunning patterns and colors. You're sure to find something you love. Go to BollAndBranch.com for $50 off plus free shipping with promo code RELIEF. BollAndBranch.com. Promo code RELIEF.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. All eyes on Capitol Hill once again today. And we're joined by Linda Kenyon. She is our congressional correspondent. She was on Capitol Hill yesterday, there again today. Linda, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
All right. At the end of the day yesterday, the expectation was a 51-49 vote in favor of Judge Kavanaugh. That vote tally has changed since last night. Now we're expecting a 50-48 vote. What is happening?
Well, two things. First, Steve Daines, the Republican from Montana, will not be there to vote because his daughter's getting married. And so Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said yesterday that she was going to vote no on the Kavanaugh nomination. But what she is actually going to do, and she explained this on the floor yesterday, is she is going to pair with Steve Daines. It's kind of a esoteric process they use in the Senate, and it is rarely used. The last time it was used, I can't even remember the last time it was used. I know that Senator Ted Kennedy was being treated for brain cancer, and no one would pair with him, so he had to come back and vote in person on an important vote years ago. So, but Murkowski is decided that she's voting against the nomination. However, at the very end of the tally, when the Senate clerk will say, is there anyone who wants to vote or to change their vote, she will vote present. Now, this seems like a lot of inside baseball, but what this does is it accommodates Steve Daines, who's at his daughter's wedding, and it will allow his absence to not affect the outcome of the vote. So basically, Murkowski knows that the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, is going to be confirmed regardless. And so out of respect and out of an effort to work with colleagues and not exactly reach across the aisle because she's voting against her own party on this, but to just have a certain degree of comedy, which has been missing in the Senate, she's going to pair with him and vote present. So that will affect the final tally. A little esoteric there, but that's what's going to happen.
Senator Collins' very moving speech yesterday on the floor of the Senate. Lisa Murkowski speaking later yesterday. And you were there on Capitol Hill. How did the contrast between their messages strike you?
Well, these were two of the most watched speeches of the entire day. People were riveted. Collins especially, no one knew until she was about halfway through her speech how she was going to vote. From one sentence we thought she was going to vote for, one sentence we thought she would vote against. People were riveted on the Hill. And likewise with Murkowski, we already knew at that point that she was going to oppose the nominee, but there was an awful lot of mystery and suspense in Collins' speech. In the end, I will say that both women voted their consciences. They voted opposite. It's highly unusual because they do tend to be, if you will, mavericks of their party. And we expected that it would be the pair of Collins and Murkowski that would sink the nomination. Instead, they split. Collins is voting for the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, and Murkowski is voting against the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh with a last-minute change that she's going to do that we just discussed, which was being a pairing with Steve Daines and not affecting the outcome of the vote. But both received accolades from members of both sides of the aisle, which is highly unusual in this very partisan and tension-filled atmosphere that we work in now in Capitol Hill and have for several years now, unfortunately, especially in the last couple of years. So everybody praised the speeches. They said they were well-delivered, well-thought-out. They thought that everybody had everybody was impressed by the road that each speech took us on, and that they how they explained their reasoning and what they could and could not abide when they were voting and in the final evaluation. So it's highly unusual that members of both parties would praise people who gave opposite speeches.
We've got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you about the protests. You know, we saw the tight shots of the protests on, you know, on screen, but you were there in person. Describe what it looked like when you would see, I would assume there'd be a group here with one senator, a group there with another senator, and, you know, it was spread all over Capitol Hill. Tell us a little bit about that image.
Well, I've never seen this volume of protest. I've seen protests on the Hill quite often. Usually they're outside the building, they're on the lawn outside. Occasionally you'll see something at a hearing. There'll be an outburst at a hearing, and the Capitol Police will be instructed to remove those people from the room. We've had hundreds of arrests on Capitol Hill for unlawfully demonstrating, for blocking hallways, for sit-ins, people going into senators' offices and refusing to leave. We had an odd one off campus yesterday at Senator Mitch McConnell's home, where everybody was drinking, or pretending to drink anyway, beer and shouting, "I like beer," kind of mocking the nominee who basically said that in his hearing. And there were other people who were camped out at other senators' offices opposing Brett Kavanaugh, and they were drinking out of solo cups early in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, to kind of mock the nominee as well, saying that they were drinking beer. The only thing that was missing, which they were very outspoken about, was that the keg never arrived. So this has been theater. This has been heightened emotions. This has been a situation I have never seen before, people clogging the hallways. Twofold, threefold, fourfold increases in the presence of Capitol Police. Media being ushered out of hallways that are open to the public because the senators were being followed and couldn't traverse from one hallway to another to get to the Capitol building or to get to their offices in the attached office buildings. It has been a situation of tension, of heightened security, and at times a little bit scary with all of the situations, wondering if anybody was going to come to blows. I did not see that, but it was the likes something that the protests were the likes of which I have never seen before.
Linda Kenyon, and Linda will be on Capitol Hill throughout the day. We will look forward to your reports throughout the afternoon and evening. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
7:59 now on the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
We are having so much fun with this.
For one-time setup, say, "Alexa, enable WMAL skill." Then to listen, just say, "Alexa, open WMAL."
It's what we call great radio.
Details at WMAL.com.
Before Sean and Karen could move forward with building their custom home, they were required to sign a non-contingent contract with the builder. Now, this was a big commitment for them, so they turned to the Kerry Shull team for the security that Kerry could provide with a guaranteed price for their existing home. This is Mary Walter, and Sean and Karen had the security of Kerry's guarantee. What they didn't expect was the power of Kerry's database of qualified buyers. Kerry sold their home for more than $65,000 over the guaranteed price, and this was before their home even hit the market. Kerry Shull and her team have a database of more than 15,000 qualified buyers looking to buy a home. What could be more powerful than working with an agent that already has a buyer for your home? So call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Kerry Shull at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD. Or go online to kerryshull.com. That's KerriShull.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense next after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.